Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Alex playing Big Dummy on Team Sober. Now on question number three.
Are you prepared for question number three?
I'm doing good so far.
Yeah, it's a matter of perspective, but sure. All right, do you enjoy Red Bull? I don't personally, but people love it, right?
I can't stand that crap.
I'm right there with you. But in what Asian country did Red Bull originate? It was known as, and I'm sure I'm saying this wrong, Krating Dang.
China?
Thailand.
Thailand.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay up all night. I wonder why. It's because the beautiful beaches.
Right. It probably started at a brothel. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I have a buddy traveling there right now for New Year's.
Oh, New Year's. Is that why it's there?
Mm-hmm. New Year's.
Right.
I see.
It's like going to Vegas. I'm just there for the show.
Have you heard from him?
Actually, yeah.
Really?
Well, because he lives in China. He's been posting updates because obviously it's a big deal over there.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What 1978 movie inspired toga parties on college campuses? Toga, 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 toga.
I'm doing really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't going to say anything, but now that you brought it up, I mean, dear God.
Now this is awkward.
Alex, how old are you?
32.
If you haven't seen this movie, by the way, it's one of those that you really need to go back and watch. It is truly a classic.
A very funny movie.
I'm going to have to I'm drawing a blank. I don't watch many movies. I'm pretty boring.
Animal House.
Okay. You're boring and stupid? My God, Alex.
Dude, I told you, I got a picture in front of the house last year. The outside scenes of the house is just a house in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
Why didn't you give me that for Big Dummy? I mean, why are you telling me this stuff now? Thanks, Ted. All right, Alex, your next question.
We should have a Ted question.
I know. Ted, just give him a question. Who provided the original voice for Shrek?
Ooh.
Michael Myers, wasn't it?
That is not accurate.
Why are you saying it's not accurate?
Because he was a replacement because someone who was recording that died in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, Farley had recorded like two-thirds of it.
90%, I know. 90%. But no one ever heard it.
Yeah, but yeah,
I've asked that question before. Who did Mike Myers replace as the voice of Shrek?
Okay.
Sorry, man.
But you said, how did you phrase that again?
Who's the original voice for
Shrek? The original.
That's what I was thinking, too.
All right. Well, what would you answer if I said, who was the original voice for Darth Vader?
David Prowse.
That's correct. Yeah. But no one would accept that as an answer.
Why? He was the original voice because they realized he was too wimpy.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still the right answer, isn't it?
Well, if I asked who's the original bass player in a band, right? Mm-hmm. It'd still be the guy before they got famous.
Yeah, true.
Miles and I knew this answer, so we're fighting for this.
I know. That's the only reason why.
By the way, if you want to be easily entertained, George Costanza in Seinfeld, right?
I saw the link. I didn't click on
it. His father, Frank Costanza.
Yeah.
All right? They have taken all of the audio from Frank Costanza on Seinfeld and transferred that over to Darth Vader's voice and put it in on some Star Wars.
Is that what you were watching today?
That is exactly what I was watching.
Okay, like I heard the audio, but I didn't see it.
Like, this is great.
And that's not what I thought it was. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Kroger, how's my son doing?
Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Blake, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Blake, welcome to the show.
Hey, this is your podcast.
I'm sorry, you just cut out.
This is what?
This is your podcast sponsor, Blake Bender.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Blake. We appreciate that, man. Good news. All right, Blake, our men's room poll. You need a dress for a year in. Will it be a prison jumpsuit, a scout uniform, hospital gown and a mask, or as a mime?
Do I have to paint myself as a mime?
You sure do.
Yeah, you're a mime.
Damn. I'm going to go with the prison jumpsuit then and hope it's not from Arizona.
Okay.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you had to dress as a mime, I think it's better to have the face paint, because otherwise you're just a dude who's dressed poorly.
Like, that's a good point.
I mean, it's like being a clown. Like, you might as well go ahead and paint your face if you're rocking the shoes.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Right. All right, here is your question. What type of animal is a wahoo?
A wahoo.
A wahoo.
I'm picturing Chief Wahoo. That ain't right.
No.
Yeah, he's gone.
Marsupial.
It's a bird.
It's a fish.
Fish.
Fish. Wahoo's a fish.
That doesn't sound like a bird. Wahoo's running down to Florida.
Wahoo! I thought they were referring to people going on spring break. All right, in the movie The Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
Red.
Nice work there,
maybe
Blake.
It's just because I'm 50, but I'd have picked the blue pill. Let's feel like,
Did he have options?
He had red and blue. I'd have been like, oh, blue. Yeah, we're going to party tonight.
James, Big Tummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tom.
Tom.
I'm here.
All right. Hola, Tom. Sober, not sober.
Hola. I am sober, unfortunately.
That's all right, Tom. No problem. Okay, Tom, our men's room poll. For a full year, you need to dress in a prison jumpsuit, a scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime.
Let's go with the hospital gown and the mask.
Okay.
And please wear underwear.
All right. It's going to freak everyone out around you.
I have to.
We just ran into two masks. And I don't know why. Steve has no problem with it. I'm still a little bit uneasy.
Doesn't bug me.
Okay, bugs me.
But either they think I'm carrying something or they're carrying something and they're trying to be preventive. But the difference, if you put that same person in a hospital gown, now they bug me.
Right.
But they're not wearing hospital gowns. So I feel like they're being preemptive. Hospital gowns says you are currently contagious and should be burned with fire. Maybe not the last part. That's where my head is. All right, here is your question. How many times are Mexican refried beans actually fried?
Oh, man.
Refried beans.
How many times?
I said five.
Five?
No. Are they ever actually? Zero?
Zero.
Once.
Oh. Oh,
makes sense.
Why do they call them refried?
I don't know why they call you retired.
That's right. I mean, it should be fried beans.
I'm just tired. Yeah, I'm not retired yet.
Shouldn't it be just fried beans?
Well, I don't know. I suppose that's a word like retired.
Has anybody ever seen refried beans made?
I never had. Oh, Robin.
When were you tired at first?
When you had a job. So now you're retired because you're old.
I see.
Like, I'm not working, but I'm still tired. So you're retired. All right, here's your question. What baseball stadium is also known as Chavez Ravine? You know this one, Tom?
I have no clue.
No clue.
Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium.
Get a Dodger dog. We're famous.
Are they that good?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I haven't either.
What stadium?
Dodger Stadium. They literally built it in a ravine.
Mm-hmm. Chavez Ravine.
Hmm. Interesting.
Your question, in what century was the original Star Trek set?
The 20th century?
23rd.
Wow.
All right, Tom, you're on question four.
Oh, great.
I went to school with a guy named Tom that had H in his name. Always drove me crazy.
Thom.
I always called him Thom.
I always assumed it was Thom because every other Tom I met, it was just T-O-M.
Right.
And then some new dude comes along, and I'm like, his name's Thom. That's ridiculous. Like Shannon Sharpe's his father or something.
Yeah, he's probably friends with Geoff.
Hey, Thom. It's your brother, Geoffy. All right. Here's your question. It's multiple choice. A man named Tex Avery, I'm sure we'd get along. Tex Avery created which of the following cartoon characters? Was it Bugs Bunny, Woody Woodpecker, Yogi Bear, or Fred Flintstone?
I'm going to go with Yogi Bear.
Fred Flintstone. Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
He created Bugs Bunny, my favorite of all time.
I always just associate things with Jones and Mel Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Is it Blanc or blank? I always say blank.
Blank, Blanc, whatever.
Well, you make it sound fancy.
Well, it is, because it looks like it should be Blanc. It should be Blanc.
Mel Blanc. All right. Here is your question. Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island?
That should be Oahu, the Big Island.
All right.
Nice. Well done, son.
Very good.
Oahu.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, do we have time for one more contestant to play the big game?
Yeah, why the hell not?
All right.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchuelas.
Hola. John, sober, not sober.
I am team not sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show.
Let's
see how your non-sobriety works out here. Men's room poll, dressed for a year in. Will it be a prison jumpsuit, scout uniform, hospital gown with a mask, or as a mime?
Prison jumpsuit.
Prison jumpsuit's coming strong today. By the way, you can vote if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. All right, John, we're on limited time. Hopefully you can get one of these right.
We shall see. Here is your first question. What Shakespearean play asks the question, to be or not to be?
Hamlet.
Damn.
All right.
Easy.
I realized Shakespeare. I would have said Romeo and Juliet simply because.
No idea. I had no, I mean, yeah. I know the names of his plays, but like, I don't know.
I just have no interest. It's not that I haven't heard the quotes. I just couldn't put them in their place.
We've all heard the quotes. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, and even when Othello, I saw them. Whatever. I mean, I know. And then you say, well, you should read his later stuff because it's a comedy. Well, if it's not relatable, it's not really funny.
Yeah, to me, a comedy means you're funny.
Well, but I can
and I never laugh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that joke is funny because that situation has happened to me. Or, wow, that's a funny one-liner. In Shakespeare, it was none of that.
You just say you don't enjoy the theater.
I can just say that.
Can you enjoy the theater and not like Shakespeare?
I can enjoy the theater.
I feel like you couldn't say that out loud.
No, I can.
What have you seen in the theater that you've enjoyed? And I don't mean the movie theater, man.
As far as
anything.
Like any kind of theater?
Yeah, theater.
I saw a play about Jackie Robinson once.
Any
I
good?
Would say
it was great.
I would say Old West.
Is that the name of the thing?
Yeah, well, no, that's the name of the play.
That's what I mean. Is this called Old West?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw a terrible local version of Mice of Men.
I saw Hamlet.
Or is it True West?
All right.
Can't remember. It's very memorable.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef goes on a hot dog diet, coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah. They said, how are you losing so much weight?
Hot dog diet.
I've been seeing hot dogs. That's what I'm saying. Everyday dodging dog. Hola, guys. Please wish my wonderful wife, Megan, pronounced Jimothy Megbert, a wonderful birthday. She loves pole dancing in our garage. So let's have the dirty Germans talk about that, please.
Yeah, I'm going to watch you on the pole dance tonight and think that I want to get two glazed hams at your pooper market.
Yeah, how'd you like pole dancing? Well, tonight you can go from pole to pole like little monkey.
Yeah, but we mean Polish men.
Megan seems like a good pole dancing name.
Practices all the time in the garage.
I bet that's what her parents were thinking before the name delay.
Honey, before she's born,
What's a good pole dancing name? Megan.
Mm-hmm. I knew a girl used to have one in her bedroom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How did you know her? Did you, like, know her?
I knew her.
Okay.
But y'all know today
we had dessert first. You know what I'm saying?
It's my boyfriend Demetrius' 31st trip around the sun. May he please get a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted getting him psyched up to test for his journeyman card. You guys are the best. That from his loving girlfriend, Emma.
Whoops.
Oh, sweet. What was that?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Woo! Looks like you're making your way up the ranks. Coach is proud to see it, man. Journeyman, it's a big test. You got it. Now what you're going to do is study hard the night before and have that cute little girlfriend of yours relieve some stress. Go in and ace this thing.
Guys, it's my birthday today.
Hey, she can relieve it any way she wants.
Kung Fu Grip.
Celebrating 32 trips around the sun. Can I get a couple of those dirty Germans talking about my small BMW sedan? Thanks, guys. That from Isaac.
Yeah, BMW. Is that your big man, Willie? Is it that tiny?
Yeah. You're talking about that tiny little one. What is that, a 3 Series? Yeah. Yeah. Everybody leases one when they get that first job.
Yeah. They call my BMW Black.
Yeah, my friend had one. He crashed it in a garage.
It's a butt.
Bitches, it's my buddy Dave, a.k.a. the Ballard Buskers, 35th trip around the sun. How about Coach Ted getting him pumped up for his 35th birthday? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking that from Nick.
Woo! 35th birthday's big. Why? Because at 34, apparently the body starts breaking down. So, soak it up. And like Coach always says, 5 years from now, you'll be 40. And people go, you can't do that when you're 40. You're 35. Get that big burger.
Why, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can't eat this after 40. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I guess I'm gaining 20 pounds at 39.
It just depends who says it.
Right.
Guys, can you please wish my handsome husband, Jared, a happy 40th birthday today? He would love the dirty Germans talking about his trip to Vegas tomorrow. Thanks, guys. That from Zolanda.
Yeah, if I'm with a woman named Zolanda, I think I stay with her. But if you go to Vegas, you'll be face down in a pile of cocaine with 7 hookers in bed with you.
Yeah, if you want to do this birthday correctly, you do what I do. Feel the harsh sun on your eyes as you walk out of strip club at sunrise. You've never done that?
No, not in Vegas.
Walked out of a matinee at the, you know, Saturday. It's bright out at 2 o'clock.
One of you is living the life. One of you is not.
You walk out of that strip club and that sunlight hits you. It's brutal.
The heat?
Yeah, you're still wearing the same stuff from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what happens? You don't have a dime to your name.
You see the stains on the outside of your pants.
Can't even get a cab ride home.
Or maybe you just blew all your money so they were nice and put you in a limo.
Really, they do that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I don't know if they do it all the time. She just liked me.
Okay.
And she took every dime I had. She's like, here's a 20, take the limo, tip the dude. Like, all right, thank you.
Damn.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
She took all your money, gave you 20 of it back, just tip the guy.
Yeah, literally. I had caught a hot hand in a dice game. This was years ago. It was like one of the first times I went. And then, yeah, I made a few hundred shooting dice and just went to a strip club by myself. She was very nice.
I bet she was.
This is an actual letter. It's not an email. It's an actual letter. It says, hola, men's room. My wife and I have lived in the Joint Base Lewis-McChord area ever since I was stationed there in 2009. Love the show. Listen all the time. We recently started making handcrafted soap. We thought it would be fun to try to make a soap with beer as the base and could think of no better beer to use than Men's Room Original Red.
Of course, I've been bathing in it for years.
First try was unsuccessful, having drank all the beer before using it in the soap. Why must it be so yummy? We tried again and created a Drunken Bum. We thought you would appreciate the first crack of this awesome soap. Please feel free to give us and the cast and crew or family and friends some of the bars. Thank you guys so much for the entertainment. Keep up the great work, Liquor and Whores. That from Sean and Tracy Thompson at Camelot Acres Soaps.
And they sent us the soap. I'm going to give it a try.
I'm going to wash my butt with that tonight.
I'm going to wash my butt with it. I'm just scared I'm going to be itchy.
I'm going to have a stinky butt and I'm going to wash it with that soap.
I like the idea of natural soap.
Is it natural because it's made with beer?
I just assume it's natural as they made it at home.
Well, yeah, that's good. Okay. Speaking of Men's Room Original Wear, Red, guys, the other day, you had a story on Profile This about the town of Lake Stevens, Washington. Ted piped right up and said he knew Lake Stevens pretty well. Turned out he confused Lake Stevens for Snohomish. Anyway.
How do I not get credit for naming Hawkeyes? Buzz in.
Wanted to give a major shout-out to Norm's Market in Lake Stevens. If any of you are up in that area, check it out. They've got 40 taps of beer to fill your growlers. They have Men's Room Red on tap, Men's Room Black. It is a must-stop landmark in Lake Stevens. Thanks, guys. Cheers. That from Parker.
They've had the red there forever, man. And that display does look awesome.
A couple more, guys.
You have the right place, Ted.
I'm so sorry.
This is about Gillies, or is it Gillies, in Grand Forks, North Dakota. We have the affiliate up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, Rock 95. We like to get up there, and one of the bars we noticed downtown looked pretty cool. That would be Gillies.
I go Gillies, but it's a Gillies, story I can't Gillies, really tell here.
Whatever. In mid-August 2013, a couple that had worked at Gillies had purchased it and renamed it Brick and Barley, or Barely. It is a great establishment still. Thrill, you would like them for their trivia night. For Miles, I would highly recommend Parrot's K. Get the shark wings.
Okay.
They have been in the top three best wings in the world for several years.
Oh, damn.
For Ted, I would recommend Blue Moose. They have some of the best food in all of North Dakota.
I thought it was a hooker.
Yeah. I checked out their menu. I was kind of impressed.
Do you think?
Taking chances in North Dakota.
Is it possible? Can we get like dry iced wings from them? If this place is ranked as one of the three best in the world routinely, then we got to find a way to get their wings.
Yeah, totally. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but I'm going to sound like Miles here. I feel like wings.
Don't say it. Come
you
on.
You got to eat them there.
You do. You know what the anger bar?
It seems a lot cheaper for them to send them than for me to buy a plane ticket to get to North Dakota.
Obviously, it's not as good as when you eat them there.
Sure.
It's going to be, you know.
Right. But you're right. Is it the Anchor Bar or the Anchor Inn?
Yeah,
the Anchor Inn that sent us those wings from Buffalo? Yeah, you're right. Those I warmed up in the oven. They were all right. But I think they right because they had been like previously fried.
And they're already sauced, technically. Yeah. You know what I mean? The subject is thinking of thrill. Don't take this the wrong way, but I've been thinking of thrill all week.
I already take it wrong.
The only thing I hear more on the show than Ted mispronouncing ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous?
Ubiquitous.
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 When do I say ubiquitous? This is getting ridiculous.
I can't even read it when I read it.
Ubiquitous.
You ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
You make it sound like an insult. Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous?
I think it's when I talk about Domino's and they're ubiquitous around the world.
Ubiquitous.
Is how much Thrill likes eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch and get high at night and he hides it from his kids.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
It's true. I was just being honest.
But this weekend, my friend at work brought in some edibles. Cinnamon Toast Crunch bars that he made at home. I sat there staring at whatever was on TV, thinking, Thrill needs this in his life.
Yes, Thrill does.
It was like getting two birds high with one stone. Since I can't ship these across state borders, I highly suggest you find someone to make you some. As far as I can tell, it's basically like the Rice Krispie treats, just with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'll get a recipe if you need
and
one.
And weed butter.
Thanks for making my drive easier. Rock on, Bacholas. That from Kevin down in New Orleans, Louisiana, who listens to us on Bayou 95.7. Let's see here. Maybe a couple more emails.
Yeah.
If I got any. Let's see here. Here we go. As far as something your parents did either good or bad to help you out?
Yeah.
Something my mom did to make things worse was get drunk at my wedding. She made out with the maid of honor, then went back to our home with the maid of honor and one of our groomsmen.
Ooh.
I don't know exactly what happened that night between the three, but when we got home,
some groom wound.
Our bedding was all messed up.
Mm. Sounds like somebody had a taste of a sticky wicket. Is she the bowler or the batsman?
Yeah, okay. Dad makes it worse. Guys, I'm older and married before my brother. My first wife's name was Jessica.
All right.
Things did not work out between us, and we ended up getting a divorce. My brother then got married, and his wife's name was Jessica also. My father is an ordained minister, and he performed their ceremony. Shortly after that, I was getting married again to a different woman by the name of Crystal. I'd asked my father to perform my ceremony as well. When it was all said and done, he introduced me and my wife as Alan and Jessica.
Oh, he used the wrong name?
That is correct,
sir. That is brutal.
And one more. Breakfast pizza is the subject. Hey, guys, you were talking about breakfast pizzas the other day, and I have never had one. Well, I made one on Saturday night for a the McGregor fight. Some of the picks here are for you guys. I started out with a Pillsbury pizza dough for crust, country gravy for sauce,
yeah.
eggs, peppered bacon, and brown sugar sausage, then cheese on top. That from Kyle. Kyle,
Kyle's
just so
defense.
You know.
That sounds tremendous.
That thing looked amazing.
Awesome.
It really
so
did.
Good.
You did a hell of a job on that.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head Woo! Chef of the house.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, look out.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
There be light.
Mm-hmm. And it was good.
All right, Miles, you like to work out and stuff. Is there a like a fad diet or fitness trend you jumped on?
Is there any fitness trend? Oh, man. Not so much, other than just having to train for whatever it is I was stupid enough
you
to sign up for.
You don't seem very fatty. I mean, all the years that I've known Miles, but you will count your calories and all that, but it never seems like any specific
no,
diet.
No, I'm going to eat what I want, and I realize that I'm just going to eat what I want.
All right.
So I just try to keep within that that weight frame.
You okay. Feel like Weight Watchers.
Which fluctuates
eat what you want, but
10
watch
to 15
your,
pounds yeah. at any given time. So it's just a constant battle of where's my metabolism at?
All right. What would you say would be your ideal diet? Now, it could be anything.
Things that I like.
It could be any food you want. But let's say it actually worked and you lost weight eating it.
Chicken wing.
I'm with you.
The chicken wing diet.
Yeah.
I like a lot of protein. I like a chicken wing. Or just the chicken diet. How about that? Any kind of chicken I could eat anytime I want. Chicken diet.
That'd be nice. Thurl, what about you? You don't really care either way.
I don't. But it'd be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's it.
People have lost a lot of weight off a cereal type diet.
I don't think that's the cereal. I've done no research, but I do not believe the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the cereal that helps
you
lose weight.
Why, you got a good one?
This one's a little strange, right? But it's that time of year. So this one's called Military Diet. Although it's not affiliated with any branch of the armed forces, and it's not backed by any science.
Okay.
It promises people to lose up to 10 pounds a week, so people are into it.
Whoa, that's a lot of weight. That's unhealthy.
This is how it works. Yeah. You follow a strict, low-calorie meal plan for 3 days. It includes small portions of foods like toast, eggs, and vegetables.
All right.
With a nightly scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, so you do what you have to do to be responsible throughout the day, but at night they allow you to have one treat.
And right, so for 3 days, you got to be really strict, right? One of the days includes 2 hot dogs.
All right.
That's one of your strict days.
That's one of the strict days.
All right.
Then you take 4 days off where you eat normal and then repeat.
That seems
I feel like that's doable.
What's your normal is the problem with those 4 days.
Well, I mean,
like it's one of those days I can eat normal. I'm eating a pizza.
Yeah, why not?
So here's the deal. You probably can lose some weight because the strict days you're eating less than probably 1,500 calories.
Exactly.
Right? The daily norm would be 2,000. So you might lose weight. But
so they're saying 3 out of 7 days a week you're eating less than you normally would, hence eventual weight loss.
Right, and it's not nutritious.
No.
You know what I mean?
But they don't say they are.
Right, you can lose weight without losing weight doesn't equate to being healthier all the time.
Look at a meth head.
Yeah, right.
Rail thin.
So they're just like, man, it doesn't seem sustainable. Like, you could try it. Again, military diet. Not affiliated with any branch of the armed forces and not backed by any science.
But a scoop of ice cream.
You have a scoop of ice cream.
I'm going to order you a scoop of ice cream tonight.
You just like to watch the world melt.
That's right.
Speaking of ice cream, Ben and Jerry's created a Netflix and chilled ice cream flavor.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with Netflix and chill?
I'm familiar with that. I am not familiar with what you would put in an ice cream to recreate that.
I'm trying to think of what my term used to be.
Maybe goldfish?
It wasn't like let's chill. This one's actually pretty good. Peanut butter ice cream with pretzel swirls and pieces of brownie inside.
I'm in.
I thought it was going to be like gummy penises. And
no.
Something else weird.
God.
That's the Antonio Brown flavor.
Oh, gotcha.
Would you eat Antonio Brown rice?
Yeah.
If his picture was on the front, absolutely.
You would buy brown rice if Antonio Brown's picture was on it.
Yeah, I would.
I would call those crazy grains.
Because he almost looks like
not eating
any of that. He almost looks like
my mustache turned yellow.
Kind of got that Haitian farmer look. You know what I mean? Like, it's believable. You know what I mean? It's believable.
NFL player, Haitian farmer. You decide.
Antonio it honestly Brown. Just sounds like bad drug code. Do you want some Antonio Brown's rice?
He's on it.
Yeah, like, what is that, meth?
You'll tweet like a banshee.
He's on something. Let's see. There's a new line of Klondike bars. What would you guys do for one?
I like a Klondike bar. I think you forget how good a Klondike bar is, and then you have one, and you're like, hey. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
It's like Meatloaf said, you know. Yeah. There are a lot of things, I won't do that.
Depends on
what. I got a Klondike bar, brother. How bad you want it?
I would include the Klondike bar to hopefully make it taste better.
You got to eat it first.
Whatever it is.
Like, nobody asked you that
question. You get the Klondike bar first.
And then you got to do it. Oh. That would suck, too. Because then the Klondike bar is gone, and now you're just sitting there and know what you got to do for that
right,
thing.
Like, how now?
It's like paying off debt.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to do this now.
This doesn't seem like it was worth it.
You've been, you been on the chicken wing diet?
It wasn't worth it.
No, it wasn't worth
so Klondike bars.
Just bought one.
They're called Klondike donuts.
At least give me two.
They're called Klondike donuts?
Klondike donuts.
All right.
They come in donut flavors like Boston cream.
Ooh.
Triple chocolate. And frosted strawberry.
Ew.
Oh, wait, what? It was a Klondike bar. Came out looking like a frosted strawberry. What is the frosting?
Oh, we don't take money at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, man. What are you buying?
There's no price on the Klondike bar.
You buy a six pack of Klondike bars? Mike, get in here. this is kind of weird. These Klondike bar ice Klondike donuts. They look like regular Klondike bars, but they've got a hole in the middle.
Perfect.
They're square.
Come and get it.
Is it a square hole or is it a circle hole?
I'll get you the donut.
It's still square.
Meet you halfway.
It's got a hole in it.
All right. Seems like you're getting
picture that last stall at the rest stop. Woo! Yeah, I don't know. It seems like maybe a bit of a ruse to sell like less ice cream.
Right.
And then eventually you're going to have to start serving the holes.
And, Klondike holes?
Yeah.
What would you do for a Klondike hole?
Oh, man. You don't want to know, but probably the new guy in accounting.
The new guy in accounting.
Anyhow.
For a Klondike hole, bro.
Right.
Don't make it weird.
I'm just trying to get through the day, bro.
The Klondike hole.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
In 8 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
I'm sorry. We have fun here. A teenager in Indonesia survived a needlefish jumping into his fishing boat and lodging itself in his neck.
Oh, man. That really escalated.
What are
in the neck.
How do you like it?
That's... What is it, Final Destination? Is that the movie?
Hell yeah.
Like the Grim Reapers run out of ways to try to kill you. So it's like, all right, man, I got to do it. Throw that needlefish in his neck.
What the hell's a needlefish?
I don't know.
Oh, it looks like a gar. It's got a very, very long
needle-like nose.
It's a needle, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, my lord.
Think of a miniature swordfish.
Wait for it.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Robin, look at this. Good lord,
this is not a small fish. Like,
no, I thought it was going to be a tiny fish.
Huge. There's new makeup line that's inspired by Hershey's chocolates.
Oh, good.
Robin sees it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Their new spokesperson is Ice-T's wife, Coco.
Ba-bam.
Not bad.
And she's the white one. That's what I like about it.
There's white chocolate.
Yeah.
Jason Williams was white chocolate.
Do they call it white cocoa?
Well, white chocolate is technically chocolate.
Yeah, it's not.
It's all right.
Yeah,
Is secondhand screen time the new secondhand smoking, it says?
What? I don't understand what that is.
It's like, oh, say, like somebody's sitting next to you and they're on their screen, so now I got to be bugged by the light?
Yeah, no, it's not secondhand.
You're not working on that.
What is it?
Correct. I don't know what it is.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't think Ted's wrong.
Secondhand screen time.
I don't want to look at someone else's screen. I've got my own that I'm trying to not look at.
Right.
I'm with Ted, though. You know, if somebody's got sports on a plane, I'm going to watch it.
Oh,
yeah.
I've watched other people's movies before.
I've watched Batman Returns twice on a flight, both dead silent.
There you go.
The guy in front of me's watching. I'm like, I've seen it. I'll watch it again.
Frankly, my dialogue's much better. Let's see. A cop in Texas told a woman to stop twerking on top of a car. Instead, she dropped her pants, kept twerking, and spat on him.
I know where she's going.
Damn! The dude's just trying to do his job, man.
Right.
More reasons got a face full of twerking muffin and get spit on. It's just like, he's not being unreasonable. You know what I mean?
Man, just get off my car.
And again, why don't they put that on the late night cop shows?
Right.
You know, it's on this very special episode of blah, blah, PD. How about that?
Right. And all we ever see is a guy with his hands behind his back and they're trying to pull drugs out of his mouth.
Right.
Show us this one. Show us the naked guy that you tackle. We know you do it.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new study, Stockton, California is the most diverse big city in the United States.
Does anyone like Stockton, though?
I just feel like it's a tough town.
Yeah, I feel like every time I hear about it, I don't know anything about it, but I feel like every time I hear, like, firsthand people from there, whatever, no one seems to like it.
Sounds like the food would be good.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's not tough there, Ted. Diversity.
They
got
Stockton?
They got that nailed.
Oh, it's a diverse culture.
Boom.
The food. I got you.
We'll wait for you, Ted. It's okay.
I was like, what do you think? They're stockyards? Good beef?
Morning, buddy. An animal shelter in North Carolina is trying to get someone to adopt a cat who's, quote, just a jerk.
See the picture of that thing?
I got a guy.
Oh, yeah.
You can see it right in his face.
Yeah, it looks like an a-hole.
If you go to a shelter and you look at that cat, you go, not that one. I mean, it's just that easy.
Right.
Right.
That's the cat that you get just to take up space.
That's why they needed to do this.
Yes.
Because no one's going to adopt that cat.
No, it's written. And look, cats already look like, I will live with you, but I'll also eat your body if you die.
Sure.
This cat says, I will eat you before you die. I mean, that is the look on this cat's face.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, like I said, it's not needing you. It's tenderizing you.
Right.
Yeah, he looks pissed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Angry cat.
Miles, you should adopt him.
I know. Miles,
you should go for it, man.
Something else.
Come on, Miami.
Yeah. Walk over your chest while you're on your iPad.
Right. Bite me in the nose.
Stare at you while you sleep. Just to swat your eyeball as soon as you open your eyes.
I thought about them the other day.
You should get that cat.
Yeah. You should, man. Go for it.
You're built for this.
Sure.
Every cat that you bring home, there's something
special
obviously
needs.
Wrong with
go.
It before you get it there.
Cat daycare.
Have the feral cat with broken hips. Miles will take it.
Jesus, man.
Come on in.
He's got bipolar disorder.
He's rabid. Come on in.
Barefoot Wine is the latest company to make a hard seltzer.
Do I need more?
I got a feeling they do well, though.
Barefoot Wine?
Barefoot Wine. Yeah. I want to give that one a shot.
I guess. I mean, there's just so many seltzers out there now. Like, do we need more?
Why not?
Like, there's Coke, there's Pepsi, there's a few other colas, but at some point it stops.
Do you really think that they still do it the old-fashioned way, barefoot?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called barefoot wine.
Right.
I'm assuming they don't have a bladder press. I'm assuming there's just, you know, five or six people out there stomping grapes.
Exactly.
Or you could call it bladder press wine and see how well that does.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of barefoot wine is drank out of sippy cups at soccer games.
You would be correct. Right. I can verify this to be true.
A library in England just tweeted a photo of a strange bookmark that they found in a book on their shelf.
I read this. I mean, come on now.
A wrapped single slice of moldy cheese.
Oh, that's the bookmark.
Save this for later.
Of mice and men.
I need the bookmark. Here's the cheese.
I thought all day on what book I would use for that.
Stuart Little,
perfect.
Mice and Men. What's Algernon?
Wasn't that the mouse and the whale?
Amos and Andy?
What was the one with the mouse?
No, they were not that.
Who's
Amos
the
and Andy
whale?
Were not the mouse and the whale.
Who's the mouse and the
whale?
Wow. What is the mouse and the whale?
What's the mouse and the whale?
They're not friends. The mouse doesn't swim.
Are you talking about Fudgy?
No, I'm talking about the mouse and the whale.
Me, Fudgy Carvel.
Amos and Boris.
Amos and Boris. Okay.
Amos and Boris.
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of Amos and Boris?
I've never heard of this. That's an actual
book. Is that a Russian story?
You show me the book.
It's about
I recognize the cover. Okay,
yeah. Amos and Boris.
It's a mouse and Boris the whale, a devoted pair of friends with nothing at all in common except for good hearts and a willingness to help their fellow mammal.
And vodka.
They meet after Amos sets out to sail to sea. Mouse on a, I guess he had a sailboat.
It will help.
And needs to be a rescue. Amos. And one day, Boris comes along and rescues Amos.
Climb in my blowhole and keep it warm.
Don't breathe for a few days.
Children's book of the year.
Amos and Boris.
1715.
Here's my 10 reads for the year. Amos and Boris.
A man is going viral after he tweeted a photo that shows some classic books cut in half. Says he cut them to, quote, make them more portable.
I'm not sure if he gets all that worse.
He's not only an idiot, he's been called a book murderer for doing it.
A book murderer.
The blood of 10,000 pages is on your hands, sir.
Or ink.
I mean, if they're his books, does it matter?
No.
No. No, whatever it was.
There's 1,000 copies of those.
It's not like he's at Barnes & Noble doing it. Like, let me make this more portable for you.
Would you like to send a bag or a box?
I know if you're strong and rip a phone book in half, but this guy does this, and now he's a book murderer.
Indeed. Let's see. The top things that give us anxiety at social events are... What do you think the number one thing is?
People you hate.
Exactly. People you don't like, pressure to stay longer than we want to, and feeling like we don't fit in. By the way, I hate to say it, but we're seeing another growing trend.
What is that? I'll
tell you all about it one hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 844-999-ORLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.